the reflections of a heartbroken father and a farewell to a beloved daughter. I love all my children, and they make my life complete. Anele made me happy as a father, very happy. In that respect, she went an extra mile in making me happy as a father of a girl child. Anele was feisty, very feisty, strong-willed, as some will say. She was single-minded in her pursuits and ways, what others would uncritically call stubborn. Anele never minced her words, an attribute that would perturb her siblings, which she balanced and counter-levered by her giving her absolute best to those around her. In my deepest desire that my girl live to be who she wanted to be, I nurtured these Anele traits of sheer single-mindedness, independence, and assertiveness. For I truly believed she needed guidance rather than repression. And when one strongly differed with her, persuasion rather than brute force. I remember one day in 2009 or thereabout, when Dr. Dilisa Mji came to meet me at my home after I had assured Anele that I wouldn't be having any meetings that day and would give her my undivided attention. The 10-year-old Anele wouldn't hear none of it. She made such a scene and he left. Anele was a dreamer. Anele's stated dream was to open the first Michelin star graded restaurant in South Africa. When she turned 21, Anele chose to go to Ngibiza ngesiZulu-ke lento Moses. She chose to go to Ibiza. Others call it Ibiza, whatever. Her argument being the recent family trips to the UK and France had tickled her culinary senses. So much, she wanted her dream of a Michelin star-graded restaurant to be hastened and delayed. I supported Anele in her quest, but I told her it wasn't inspiration alone that she needed to succeed. She also needed chefing skills and business acumen, and she was doing something about it. Anele prided herself of being not into boys. Her wish was to fall in love and get married to a man that would become a father of her children. Anele and I had differing views on priorities. Hence, we had father-daughter debates about her life. But it was her life. And she was clear, "Dad, I wanna get married as I develop." It was no wonder, therefore, that before she turned 22, she fell in love with Kenan, and lobola negotiations were had between the Tembes and the Forbes just a few weeks ago. I have always been happy with my daughter, and even when she introduced us to Kenan, I was very happy for her. I approved of their choices, and I made a very explicit suggestion as a condition to my approval that Anele and Kenan needed to subject themselves to proper premarital counseling. I knew Kenan loved my daughter, but I knew that their enduring companionship needed more than just love. It had to be premised and embedded on a godly foundation. I know they were due for such premarital counseling on the past weekend of misfortune. I was determined to assist both of them in conquering their challenges, some of which I knew. Anele's dream has been shattered, and so is mine. That said, I count myself as entirely privileged and blessed, having fathered a girl child like Anele. Thank you, Lord. So why are we here? We're here because Anele is no more. How is Anele no more? That's a question. In answering the vexing question, I must hasten to state the obvious, that I wasn't there when Anele met her fate last Sunday. I neither seek to attack any person, nor cast aspersions, nor create suspicions, nor stigmatize any mental condition. However, I cannot allow an unfortunate narrative go unchallenged, a narrative that acts me to no end as a father, which is maliciously pervaded in some circles, that Anele, my daughter, was a chronically suicidal or had suicidal tendencies. All I can say is that until she turned 21, Anele wouldn't consider taking her own life as a solution. Not a single member of my family, Anele's family, will have ever associated Anele with suicide. It never arose. Living would not have been Anele's challenge. On the contrary, Anele loved herself so much, she wanted to live more rather than less. As Anele's father, I hereby state categorically that Anele was neither suicidal nor did she commit suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the forces that put us in a situation that we find ourselves. Of course, we must, as a matter of extreme priority, deal with the scourge that bedevils our youth. Alcohol, which is overused, and drugs. Especially if we envisage our youth contributing meaningfully to our nation building and economic development efforts. Fellow South Africans, we had better wake up and smell the coffee. We have a serious problem with substance abuse, and add to that other social ills, then we are in a crisis. If there is a notion that must be dispelled once and for all, it is that your child comes of age at 21. Legal capacity and maturity aside, but the virtual umbilical cord must be nourished at all times. We must strengthen the bonds and create bigger space for meaningful engagement with our children, even beyond the age of 21. Isaiah 6, verse 1, uthi, ngonyaka wokufa kwenkosi uZiya ngabona uJehova. Tragic as a death as it may be, annals made me realize the importance of family. I couldn't have pulled this through without family. I wish to thank you, my family, annals, aunts and uncles, siblings and cousins, grandmothers. I wish to thank you for the unconditional love that you continue to show. And I want to thank you for the selfless support that you give. Thank you to the church, the Assemblies of God, and to all my friends, far and wide. A special thank you to you, Sbu Shabalala, Sobo Sam, Temba Ngob, Clive Mangwe, Sandile Zungu, Muzi Ntombela, Mjei Maphumulo, Bongantembe, Jamabuza. Guys, you have made the extreme pain of losing Anele less burdensome. God bless you. I want to express my posthumous gratitude to Anele's biological mother, Ululu Umamsumi, as well as to Mntwana owakhangela amankengane, untando wesizwe, for the invaluable roles they played in birthing and mothering, raising, nurturing, and harnessing Anele and her star. This star will twinkle in our hearts way beyond the grave. In closing, Kenan, I think I know what you are going through. I know the pain that you are feeling. In the face of extreme emotional pain, bigger women and men resort to all sorts of remedies, or what they consider to be remedies. My son, I invite you to turn to the Lord, and in so doing, you'll be assured of becoming a much better man.